Signature song for our Conscious Relationship Community Project and our Conscious Relationship World Tour, and that's it. So if you can imagine a room full of people facing a stage, is empty, that song plays, and that's how the event begins. I'm David Steele. I'm the founder of Relationship Coaching Institute, and I am very, very excited to have you here today. For many reasons, I founded Relationship Coaching Institute in 1997, which means we're about to have our 14th anniversary. Is that about right? And we, I'm happy to say, own the niche for relationship coaching training. We're the first and largest relationship coach training organization. We are number one in Google for relationship coaching. If you put relationship coaching in most search engines, you're going to find us first. And this is a very, very nice position to be in, and it feels good, and we are making a significant difference in the world of relationships. And it's time to get to the next level. And the next level for us is pretty much going full circle for me, going back to where I began, and I'll tell you the story in a few minutes. But the Conscious Relationship Community Project is the next level for us. It's about making a much wider and bigger difference than we have made before, than we can ever make before on our own. So we're excited to share that with you today. We're happy that you're here. And I'd like to introduce you to my soulmate and wife, Darlene Steele, who, this is her baby. She's a registered nurse. She worked for the Veterans Administration, the VA, working with vets, and she left her job 5 or 6 months ago, pretty much just to work, devote herself to this project full time. Welcome, Darlene.
Well, thank you very much. I am so excited to be here. And I have to tell you that this is so much fun to be a part of this project. I've always had a strong mission to help people, but this is really our chance to really help so many people. And we can't do it without you. So I'm really glad that you're here on the call. We really appreciate it.
And also with us on the call today is my business partner, or as, I don't know if she'd like it, but, some people refer this to as my business wife. Frankie Doran, who is the president and CEO of Relationship Coaching Institute. Welcome, Frankie.
Thank you, David. And I, too, am very excited. I see we have a few members on the call, so welcome. I know you want to learn some more. And a whole bunch of new people, so welcome to you as well.
Okay. So, Frankie, you want to get us started?
Yes, we'll do a little bit of housekeeping before we get into the program. It's not going to take long. First of all, you were provided with a link to the teleseminar page, and that web page provides access to a number of features. You can listen to this call by telephone or by webcast, up to you. There is a link on that page to our Conscious Relationship Community webpage, and the direct access is www.relationshipcoachinginstitute.com/CRC invitation, all lowercase, no spaces, CRC invitation. Now, you can also submit questions to us using the web form that's available. We will also be opening up the lines a little bit later for phone questions. And then if you want to listen to a replay of this call, you can do that. Just refresh your browser immediately after the call. Now, we've allocated, David, I guess about 90 minutes for this call, depending on the number of questions.
Yep.
But if we need to stay longer, we're here for you. We want to make sure that we answer all your questions. So that's about it. How about sharing the origins of the Conscious Relationship Community Project, David?
Okay. Thanks, Frankie. Well, my background is a marriage and family therapist, and when I discovered coaching, I fell in love with coaching, and I immediately saw its application to relationships, that this is a very, very powerful methodology for how people can be successful in any and all of their goals in life. And most people's top goals involve their relationships. And here I was, a couples therapist, and this was my priority. And so I looked around for a training program. Who could train me to apply coaching to relationships? There was none. And so I went about figuring this out for myself, and that's the birth of Relationship Coaching Institute. And I had an epiphany. The epiphany was singles become couples. So I had the bright idea in terms of becoming a coach. Well, how can I market coaching? How can I get coaching clients? I really had no idea. It was very different from being a therapist. And so my strategy was to target singles, even though my specialty was couples and I really wanted to coach couples, but I didn't know how to market to couples as a coach. If there's not a problem, if they're not hurting or in pain and motivated, then, you know, I didn't know how to reach them or get them to hire me. And, you know, now, 15 years later, I know how to get coaching clients, you know, couples, but back then I really had no clue. So I had the bright idea of marketing to singles, and so I really approached this with fresh eyes. I was trying to figure out, okay, well, how can I reach singles? And I figured, well, you know, singles, they don't want to be single, and they want to meet somebody. They want to find their life partner. And, you know, if I could provide something that would be helpful to them, then I would get their attention, and then they'd be candidates for my coaching and my classes and workshops and whatever else I provide. And I didn't quite know what that might look like. So, again, this is just because I was ignorant. I had no idea. And so I invited a group of singles to meet with me in my office for 4 weeks in what I called a pilot project. And basically it was just a market research group, a focus group. And we had a good time. We talked about what it was like to be single in Silicon Valley and what the needs, goals, and challenges were, and, you know, what would support them, what would be helpful to them. And they helped me see that what singles really, really want, they do want to meet people. But they want it to be safe. They want it to be fun. And, you know, they don't like the single scene. They don't like the dating thing. They don't like, you know, meet markets. They want it to be safe and fun. And, of course, my agenda is I wanted to teach them a few things about how to have successful relationships and identify candidates for coaching. So I started a weekly event for singles in my area, and I called it a Friday Night Social, and I build it as a safe, fun, educational place for singles to meet. It was very, very, very successful. And it filled my practice, quickly, within 90 days, I went from zero coaching clients to a full practice, and I brought on a business partner because this thing was just growing too fast, and his name is Marvin Cohen, and we brought on some associate coaches, and we trained and mentored them in how to coach singles. We conducted classes and workshops. We had individual coaching. We had group coaching. We conducted a weekly singles event. This was great. This was fun. It was the most fun I've ever had in my life, and we were making a huge difference in the community. So since I transitioned to focusing on Relationship Coaching Institute full-time, I let go of my local operation. I turned it over to my partners. I stopped working with clients in my office. I started working from home full-time to build Relationship Coaching Institute and really spread this around the world, and it's always been my goal to go back to this. It's always been my goal to have what I like to call conscious relationship communities around the world, because people need community. Birds of a feather flock together. They need to get together. And there's not enough opportunities to get together in a way that supports relationships and in a way that supports connection and fun. And, you know, really, this is the human condition. We are social beings. So in the 14 years that I've been training relationship coaches, I've often talked about these communities and inspired our members to start these kinds of communities. And I've seen them fail right and left. I've seen relationship coaches and therapists and people who wanted to duplicate what I did. I saw them fail. And I was taking a look at what they were doing and comparing it with what I was doing and comparing it with what I learned about best practices in business, and I came up with five reasons why they were failing. And so here's the five reasons. The biggest one, the biggest trap in marketing anything, is what I now call the golden rule versus the platinum rule. The golden rule, you might be familiar with, is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Which, hey, it's in the Bible. And it's a great rule. However, it doesn't work for everything and everybody. For example, let's take gift giving. If you want to give somebody a present, like for their birthday, if you practice the golden rule, then you would give them something that you would love to get, something that you really like. Because you want to give unto them as you would have them give unto you, right? So, but does that work? Is somebody else going to really like the kind of present that you'd like to get? Not necessarily. And we fall into this trap in marketing all the time. Private practice professionals, we market what we like, what we think is a good idea, and then it falls flat because people have their own mind and their own needs, and they need something that's tailored for them, not what you think they want or need. So the alternative to the golden rule is the platinum rule. What's the platinum rule? The platinum rule is do unto others as they want to be done to. What a concept. And this works very, very well in business. When one of our primary activities is market research, we find out what people want, and then we design it and give it to them. And then, surprise, they buy it. So by accident, this is what I discovered when I had my little focus group in my office of singles. I was really learning what they wanted. And then I designed it to meet what they wanted. And it was no wonder it was wildly successful. So probably the biggest reason why most marketing efforts fail, why most businesses fail, why most private practice professionals are not successful trying to get together a community for people they want to serve is because they're practicing the golden rule when they need to be practicing the marketing, the platinum rule. And the golden rule is what we might call sales-oriented. And if our primary agenda is to generate sales and generate money, and we put together a business to do that, then other people are going to catch on to that. It's not going to feel good to them. It's not going to be tailored for them. They're going to see clearly that it's you know, this serves you. There might be something in it for me here, but, you know, this serves you, and people don't trust that. The Platinum Rule, by contrast, is service-oriented. We want to be of service. We want to provide you what would truly serve you, help you, work for you, meet your needs, meet your wants, help you achieve your goals. So what I've learned as a coach is that the path to success lies in the Platinum Rule, in market research, and being service-oriented. So when people approach these communities from the Golden Rule, it doesn't work. The second reason is I see private practice professionals and people that want to host these kinds of communities be lone rangers. They're doing it by themselves. They don't have a team. They don't have they don't have colleagues who are doing it with it. They don't have a support system. And they don't have any mentoring. They're not getting support from somebody who's been there, done that, who knows how to be successful doing it. They're trying to recreate the wheel and doing it all on their own. They're being lone rangers, and then they fail. The third reason is a lack of monetization. Let's say they put together a community, and let's say they're successful in getting people together. Well, you know, that doesn't pay a lot, and you can't charge a lot for that. It's truly a public service. How do you monetize that? How do you get paid? How do you build a business around that? The key to that is being able to offer programs like classes and workshops and coaching that people want, and products that people want. And you don't want the community to be all about that, because people won't come back if they perceive it like, you know, a timeshare sales situation where, yeah, you know, you're going to feed me dinner, but then I'm going to have to listen to you pitch. So it can't be about that, but you must have a way of monetizing this community, and I've seen communities fail because they've been successful at creating the community, but not at, you know, generating business from it. The fourth reason why I've seen these efforts at communities fail is that they are one-dimensional, because the leader putting it together has one thing in mind. You know, I want to do relationship workshops for singles. I'm going to conduct seminars for singles. I'm going to talk about, you know, how to date and how to flirt and, you know, how to find your life partner as a single. Well, that's very worthwhile. Very worthwhile. But it's one-dimensional. And people want to have fun. They want to get together. They want to collaborate in community service. They want to, you know, get together and have parties or, you know, tutor each other's children or, you know, you name it. When a community of people gets together, they want to do a variety of things. And one of the best things we can do if we host a community of any kind is to facilitate these things. Find out what they would like to do, whether it's mountain climbing or boating or, you know, card games or community service or trading babysitting or whatever it might be, and support them to do it. So I've seen these communities fail when they've been one-dimensional. The fifth reason is, trying to read my writing here. I just created this morning. The fifth reason is that these communities, as I've seen them, have been too serious. They've been, you know, too personal growth oriented or too, you know, educational learning oriented. You know, people need to have fun. It can't be too serious. If you want people to come back, you need to show them a good time. And when you're a private practice professional and you mean well, you're well-intentioned, you want to make a difference with people, you want to help them, you know, you tend to get pretty serious about it. So these are the five reasons why I've seen community efforts fail. And so in promoting our Conscious Relationship Community Project, we will address all of these reasons, as you will hear very shortly. So I would like, Darlene, to share with you what we put together on our invitation page at relationshipcoachinginstitute.com/crcinvitation.html. You know, Darlene, you largely created this page. You designed every single video in it, Why don't you share with us what we're looking at here?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. You know, we really wanted to go over this page. We know everybody on this call has seen it because you signed up to be on this call from this page. So we know you've seen it. But let me share a little story with you about David and my routine in the mornings. We sit and read the newspaper together. And we have incredibly different styles when it comes to reading the newspaper. In fact, what I do before he even comes to sit down is I look at the business section. It takes me all of 20, 30 seconds to read what I'm interested in the business section, and I hand it over to him. And then I continue reading the rest of the paper. But my style is I look at the headlines. If it seems interesting to me, I'll read the story. If not, I'll just skip it. And every once in a while, David will say, hey, did you see the story of, you know, the new restaurant that's opening up in our, you know, in our city? And I'll go, I didn't see that. And when I go back to the story, it's because they had a headline that seemed boring to me. So that's why we wanted to kind of take a few minutes to go through this page with you, because you may have done that same thing, looking at this page and, you know, maybe something just didn't strike you as interesting. So we're going to just kind of go over it real quick. The top of the page really just talks about, you know, why we're glad you're here, what our mission is, and why it would probably be important to you.
And the headline on the page says, have fun, build a six-figure relationship coaching practice, and make a huge impact in your community. And that might sound like hype, but that's exactly what we're up to here.
Well, actually, that's a really a good point. You know, we want to make sure that you know that this isn't hypey. We're not about that. We're not about, you know, trying to sell you on some idea that you're not really interested in. We're big people on making sure that whatever we do is a win-win situation. So we really feel like this is a great opportunity for you and the world, by the way, and want to share that opportunity with you, and you know, and the public will also benefit. So
yeah, it's worth mentioning that we've already launched this for our coaches, our members of Relationship Coaching Institute. We launched it last month, and they've been very, very excited about it. And so, you know, they're first in line. You know, we've gotten lots of applications, lots of interest, and we let them know that, you know, we're going to release this, we're going to announce it outside of Relationship Coaching Institute to people that are not yet members, and so that's what we're doing right now.
But, David, let's just be clear about a point. It's a big world out there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Huge.
Yeah.
Very good point, Frankie.
Okay, so so the top of the page really just speaks to why we think it's a good idea that you're here on this page, and see if you also agree with it, with if this would be a good opportunity for you.
And I love the bullet points here. This opportunity is for you if you've ever thought about becoming a relationship coach. You're not satisfied with your profession as it is now. You're ready to take action to create the life you want. You recognize that this is not only an opportunity for training, but an incredible business opportunity. And the idea of easily filling your programs, classes, and coaching is appealing to you. Key word is easily here. Truly, when I started my community, it was quite easy. And you prefer marketing to be fun, and it really can be. And you'd like to be part of something big, really big. And truly, this is the biggest thing we've ever done.
Okay, so what's the opportunity about? This is, if you know anything about Relationship Coaching Institute, the main focus, of course, is on training people to be relationship coaches or add relationship coaching to their practice. But really, relationship coaching is not simply about training. It's a membership organization, and there's a lot more that goes into a lot more benefits to being a member of RCI than simply receiving world-class training. So if you wanted to invest in this opportunity, besides getting the lifetime membership in Relationship Coaching Institute, you're also going to be accepted onto your local Conscious Relationship Community team, which means that you will have all the benefits of this project, a whole network of support. So one of the things that we hear from our members all the time is that it's not that one of the benefits, one of the things, and sometimes a surprising benefit to joining RCI is the support that they receive, and not just from the you know, the staff of RCI, but also the other members. It's a pretty active group of people, and they all support each other to get to their final final mission.
Darlene, I'm going to interject because we have a few questions from people who are asking how do they get on this page. Just go to relationshipcoachinginstitute.com/CRC invitation, or you can just access the link to the page from the web page that you're on if you're on webcast. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Frankie. The other other bullet point on this opportunity is the deep satisfaction of just knowing that you're part of something big. That's what I alluded to at the beginning of the call. I am so excited to actually be a part of this. It's bigger than, you know, me. It's bigger than me and David, or me and David and Frankie, or RCI, or, you know, anything that I've ever done before. So it's just very exciting. So what are these conscious relationship communities? That's actually a difficult thing to even answer because it really depends. The focus of the community obviously needs to be about relationship. But besides that, it's pretty wide open. It's going to be whatever you find that your community actually wants. It wouldn't make sense for us to dictate what the community is going to be about, because every community has different needs. Every leader of these communities has their own passions. And so we're not about dictating what people do, just simply giving a framework and some guidance so that you can create what it is that you want in your community. So what David's going to do in a little bit is talk about Club Relate. It's an example of what one community could look like. So after we're done looking at this page, then he's going to go back and talk to you a little bit about Club Relate. Scrolling down, you see my lovely husband David in this video talking about inviting you to join RCI and this project. I just rewatched this video a couple minutes ago. It's very nice. You know, if you don't know David, you can kind of get a sense of who he is and really what this project is about. It's only a couple minutes. If you haven't had a chance to see it, I think it's probably a pretty good idea. Scrolling down a little bit more is what we call our clarity package. We want to be clear. We want to have people understand what this is about and to make a decision whether this is right for them or not. Whether you decide that it is right for you or not, that's not the point. The point is just to get you to make that decision. So we put together a couple things that can help you make that decision. The first one is the summary sheet. I'm not going to go over all the details about this right now, but I really invite you, if you haven't had a chance to download this summary sheet. It just kind of talks a little bit more in detail about what this project is about and kind of answers some questions about it. Underneath that, this is my favorite thing I've probably ever done in my whole life, this confronting your resistance. We know how scary this kind of stuff can be to make a big decision in life. Heck, making small decisions in life can be scary sometimes. So making a big decision, right? I mean, we have a lot of fears that come up. So I really stopped and thought about if I were, you know, if I were in your shoes, what would I be thinking? What would I be kind of worried about or thinking about? So this is a kind of fun little video that we put together, and it actually shows a little bit about, once again, about our David and Maya relationship, because I wrote kind of the script for this video, and I left, I went, visited my mom.
Oh, by the way, the video is called?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's The Hero's Journey of a Relationship Coach. So I visited my mom, and while I was gone, my lovely husband put the script that I wrote to music and added a bunch of graphics. And what's really fun about this is that the graphics, almost all of them, I'd say 95% of the graphics that you see on this video are actually art that his father produced, so either paintings or photographs. So it really...
And the other 5% is photographs from my sister.
Oh. So the really neat thing about this is that, to show the collaboration that we have and the trust that we have in each other, because I thought it was so neat that he took kind of my baby, my vision, and he enhanced it in a way that I couldn't have done the rest of this by myself. So I really invite you to look at this video. I think it's actually kind of powerful, even if this project isn't for you, just the idea of confronting fear. I really do invite people to watch this video. I think it's important. Underneath that, part three is the start of something big. This is a video trailer for the Conscious Relationship World Tour. So the idea is when these communities form around the world, RCI is going to come and launch your community for you. So this is the video trailer inviting the public to come really to your launch event for your community. Anything you want to say about?
The one thing I'd like to mention, it probably what a lot of people are thinking at this point is, well, you know, I could do a community on my own. I don't need Relationship Coaching Institute. I don't need to be involved in this. This is a great idea. I can do it on my own. Well, you know, I gave you five reasons why people have tried and failed to do this on their own. And there are many benefits and many reasons why it would be a great idea to do it with Relationship Coaching Institute, because, you know, we have all the support and resources and credibility and infrastructure to support you, and the Conscious Relationship World Tour as a launch event, you know, why is that important? It's important because rather than starting from scratch, rather than, you know, opening up your doors and having a few people trickle in, you are going to start your community with a room full of people. We do a media blitz. We do a marketing campaign. We get the kind of attention and spotlight you that you couldn't possibly do on your own. Because when we try to do this on our own, and you know, people just think we're tooting our own horn. But if somebody else is pointing to you and saying how great you are and how they should check you out, that's third-party endorsement. Very, very, very powerful. So don't underestimate the importance of this. And, of course, this is what's in it for us. This is, you know, this is the fun part for us, is to come to town and support you. And part of this project is we support you before, during, and after. We support you to design and build your community, plan it, and then we help you launch it, and then we want to support you in building it and making it sustainable and successful after it's launched. So, you know, we want to do all of that. But the World Tour is just a way to ramp up quickly and get started with practically a full house of people that you can just fill your practice with right away. It's just an awesome thing.
Okay, and you'll get to kind of meet me and David on that video. Okay, and after that is the Love is a Choice song that you heard at the opening of this call.
Do you want to listen to it again?
And
my vote is no.
Yeah, that's my
keep moving.
I love that song. I actually do love that song, but no, people have a lot of things to do, so.
Just for that, here we go.
Love is a choice.
Okay.
Okay. And then underneath that, we have some testimonials from some of our members who can help you just see what RCI is about. And the first one, actually, Colette, she used some of David's advice to create a conscious relationship community in her area in Calgary, in Canada. So there's a couple testimonials that you can take a look at.
Yeah, Colette's story is interesting because I don't know if you know anything about Calgary, Alberta, but it's a cow town. That's where the Calgary Stampede is every year, and you know, it doesn't seem like that would be a place where a conscious relationship community might thrive. But you know, Colette and I have had many conversations about what she could create and how she could create it, and she went ahead and did it, and it's wildly successful, and it's very, very exciting, and it's an example of what we all can create.
Okay, and then when we scroll down, it just is a opportunity is knocking. Are you going to answer? And just some different things that you can do if you want to take the next step, if you have some more questions and you want to get a little bit more clear. You could either email me, Darlene, or set up a time to talk to Frankie. And I think that's it. I think that's our page.
Okay. And if you have questions about how the Conscious Relationship Community Project would work, then Darlene is the point person for that. And if you have questions about RCI and becoming an RCI member and our trainings and certifications and marketing support and practice building support and whether you're qualified and all that kind of thing, Frankie is the person for that. And next, I'd like to talk with you a bit about Club Relate. And one of the things that's important in this whole project or any business is to have a brand that is tangible and appealing to the public. Now, the Conscious Relationship World Tour, I mean, you know, Who would not be attracted to that? It's like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, that sounds kind of cool. Oh, got to check that out. And you want a similar kind of reaction to your community. And the name Conscious Relationship Community, that by itself might be attractive to some people, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily have zing. So we've polled our members, we've brainstormed, we've come up with a bunch of alternatives, and what you call your community is really up to you. Call it anything you want. Call it whatever is attractive to the people that you want to reach. But what we decided to do is to create a model, to put together a model, including, you know, a website and collateral materials and, you know, sign-up forms and, you know, the whole thing. And so we decided to use Club Relate as a model. And there's a download link for the Club Relate manifesto. And the manifesto is a kind of a statement of what Club Relate's all about. And this is an example of what might be on the homepage or what might be on a brochure. And just running down real quickly, just, you know, the highlights. Club Relate, a fun, safe, educational community for conscious relationships. Relationships matter. They define us. They bind us to each other. They connect us to colleagues, friends, family, and partners. They are the primary source of our happiness or frustration. They are how we relate to the world. So if you're the public, Is that, you know, are you going to argue with that? And you say, well, no, not interested, or, you know, that doesn't mean anything to me. You know, relationships are important to everyone. So Club Relate is about connection. And then we talk about the importance of connection, and especially how in a world of technology where social media and the internet, Facebook and Twitter, get so much attention and eat up inordinate amounts of time, and everywhere you look, people are on their cell phones. People spend hours per day on Facebook. What are they doing? They're reaching out for connection. Are they getting their connection needs met? No, because technology, while makes it easy to access the world virtually, technology creates the illusion of connection. It's not real connection. It's not satisfying. It doesn't meet your social emotional needs. It's pretty much, you know, it's entertainment. And it has its place. But pretty much everyone will agree that we need real connection and we need real community. We need to get together with real people. The question is how? And Club Relate is one model of how to do that. So Club Relate is about fun. We need to have fun. Fun isn't frivolous. Fun provides positive energy, stimulates healthy biochemicals in our body, increases our attention span, our ability to focus on a task or learn. And fun has this byproduct of creating connection faster than anything you can imagine. You get a group of people together and help them have fun, they're going to be connected with each other. So that in itself is a reason why our communities need to be fun and not so serious. Club Relate is about safety. Emotional and physical safety is critical for people to be able to connect and have relationships with each other, especially to be authentic and be real with each other, and to be able to ask for help, to be able to offer support, and just intimacy in general. If you want to have an intimate, successful marriage, you create safety. If there's, you know, anger and resentment and conflict in the marriage, it's not going to feel safe. You're not going to have intimacy. So Club Relate is a place where people can learn how to create safety. They can experience safety. And if nothing else, you can witness it. You can be around it. And you know that being social beings, we, you know, absorb influence from the people around us and where we hang out. So if you want successful relationships, and that's important to you, it's a high value to you, and this is a place where you can get support for that, and you can just absorb all that energy and good stuff and learning and tips and strategies, you know, by osmosis. Club Relate is about learning. And this is where we as helping professionals, you know, this is where we live. This is what we love. We want to teach. We want to help. We want to focus on, you know, strategies and tools and resources and what it takes to be successful. And, you know, the public does too. But it's kind of like, you know, changing the oil in your car. You know, everybody agrees, yeah, I got to change the oil in my car. They'd much rather have somebody else change the oil in their car. And they will probably agree that they should learn how to change their own oil. But they don't want it to be hard. They want it to be easy. They don't want it to take a long time to learn it. They want it to learn, be able to learn it pretty fast. And they want to be able to easily integrate it into their life. You know, so it's not, you know, a big deal. So this is what we need to do when we provide learning opportunities is make it easy to learn, make it fun to learn, integrate the learning activities into things that people want to do. And Club Relate is about community. So we're social beings. We need community. There's not enough community. We live in a culture that is fragmented, that is highly mobile, where to the point where very few people live and work in the communities where they grew up. And this is really, really sad because since we need community, if you're not aware of that need, and then you go away to go to school or you find somebody, fall in love, and then move away from home and out of state in order to be with them, if you're not aware of your need for community, then you will not tap into a community, you will not create community, you will not participate in community, and your life will feel empty and you won't even know why. And when we communicate the need for a community and provide a community that is safe and fun, and people start talking about it and say, hey, this place is cool, go check it out. Even though people don't know they need community, it will be attractive to them. They will want to check it out.
And, you know, I actually would like to say something here, because this document that you created, David, about Club Relate, this really speaks to me, because when I was a single person, I was looking for community. I was trying to figure out as a single person, you know, a middle-aged single person, how I even would go about finding community. I knew I wanted it. I knew I wanted to find a place where I could get together with other people. I would have absolutely loved to have had this opportunity to join one of these communities. Everything that we talked about learning, about fun, about safety, and just about community, this is exactly what I was looking for. So I used to be the exact target market for this, and this is exactly what I would have looked for.
Yeah, we all need this. You know, we need parents, we need lovers, we need friends, we need neighbors, teachers, colleagues, mentors. We even need mentees. We need people that we can teach. Old needs young. Young needs old. Women need men. Men need women. And you get these needs met in community. So lastly, Club Relate is about empowerment. And, you know, we live in a world, and the world is what it is. And most of us would like to change the world. Most of us are not satisfied with exactly as it is. We'd like the world to be a better place. And empowerment is about taking the initiative to make the world a better place for yourself and others. Most people are not selfish to the point where they only care about themselves and they don't care about anybody else. Most people have compassion, have empathy. They don't like to see other people suffer or be in pain or fail or get arrested or be out of work or whatever it might be. So, you know, we want to help, but we also want to help ourselves. There's enlightened self-interest here. So the empowerment piece is about creating the kind of community that we want, that you want, creating the kind of life that you want. And as coaches, this is where we live. We live for empowerment. We live to, you know, support our clients to be in action, achieving their goals, doing things that they find it hard to do on their own. So Club Relate is about empowerment. It's about a community that supports, you know, accomplishing things and living the life and having the kinds of relationships and having fun that, you know, you couldn't do on your own. So we envision Club Relate being for singles, being for couples, being for just about anybody who wants to play. The Club Relate could possibly be for niches. It could be for just for singles. It could be for, you know, Christian singles. It can be for, you know, any particular ethnic group or race, or it could be for niches, or it can just be a general community. And in my own experience, I started out creating a community for singles. And then singles became couples. And then guess what? Because they had friends and they were used to coming there every Friday night, they enjoyed being there. When they got into a relationship, they kept on coming. So after a while, it was pretty hard to figure out, you know, who was single and who was not, because it wasn't about being a meat market. It wasn't about singles just, you know, hitting on each other. That's not what it was about at all. It was a true community. And the singles supported each other. The couples supported the singles, you know, to find, you know, somebody that was compatible for them. So it absolutely helped their goal of finding somebody. But it was a true community of singles and couples. It was fun. It was fun for them. It was fun for us. It was productive all the way around. It was a win-win-win. It filled my practice. It filled the practice of the three or four people that were involved. So it's been my goal since, you know, I started this, to help you create this in your community. I've done it. I've made a lifelong study of relationships and of building a business around helping people have successful relationships. So So what I want to do from here on out is to personally support you and people like you to create these kind of communities that really make a difference in your local community and that you can leverage to build a highly successful business. But it's not about the money. It's about making a living doing what you love and providing what the people in your community really want and need. So that, you know, that's what we're up to here. So, Frankie, anything to add to, you know, everything we've said so far before you start talking about, you know, RCI?
Well, no, I think you have both done a terrific job of explaining what the program is about. And so I think now let's just talk about RCI a little bit, not too much, and what the prerequisites are for participating in this conscious relationship community. And if it's not been made clear, the prerequisite is that you become a member of RCI at a lifetime membership level. And I'm going to talk about the specific levels in a couple of minutes. But I think what's important to understand is that RCI is the world's premier relationship coach training organization. And we are the first and the largest international relationship coach training organization in the world. And we have right now about 600 members, I think, David, and they're members from all over the world. So it doesn't matter where you're located, there's an opportunity to create a community in your local area. It doesn't matter if you're in Australia or Switzerland, you know, we have coaches everywhere. But like I said earlier, it's a big world. There's lots of opportunity. You know, there's lots of communities that are up for grabs, so to speak. So in terms of RCI, I think it's clear that professional training alone, whether it's RCI training or any other training, is not going to guarantee success. And that's why RCI is more than just a relationship coach training school. We are a membership organization because the membership includes support. It includes a separate practicing program for our members. Our members have access to a members-only knowledge and resource bank, hundreds of audio programs, articles, and other relevant resource materials are available to them. We have structured programs for if you're working with singles and couples and or couples that you can use to offer workshops or do one-on-one coaching. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can start working in this field pretty well immediately. And so I think overall what the message I want to get across is that we really are dedicated to the success of our members. And we believe that everything we offer, the curriculum, the support services, enable our coaches to actually create successful practices and make a difference in the lives of their clients. That's what you want. That's why you're in the helping professions, because you really want to make a difference. But like David said, you know, if you can't make a living, you're not helping yourself and you're not helping anyone else. So that's one of the key elements that we bring to the table. Excuse me one second here.
Yeah, well, while you're sipping water, I'll just highlight that it's a huge emphasis of ours to provide practice-building support and marketing support to our members, because training will not go anywhere if you can't get clients and can't make a living from this. So if you're on this call, you've probably heard us talk about this before. You've probably been on our previous calls, but in case you haven't, you know, it's almost an equal emphasis we have. Practice-building support means helping you, you know, choose a niche and build and launch your business for that niche. I mean, really, this is what our practice building program is all about. It's a 13-week program. And marketing support means we provide you websites. We provide you in-the-can presentations and PowerPoint programs and seminars and workshops that you can provide. Frankie talked about our workbooks and our programs. We have the Conscious Dating Program for singles. Conscious dating is a registered trademark that belongs to us. Nobody can use the words conscious dating except for RCI members. And we train you in exactly how to coach singles using the conscious dating program. And you can market yourself as conscious dating coaches. So, You know, it's just one of many, 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 many ways that we help our coaches build a successful practice, not just be great relationship coaches, although that's very important in itself.
And just to tag on to that, you don't have to be a lifetime member to enjoy those benefits because they're available to all of our members. Okay, but I mean we're talking about this opportunity, but really what we're saying is that whether you are a helping professional, can be a therapist, counselor, coach, clergy person, or you're someone who has no background in the helping professions, we offer the training that you need to offer relationship coaching to singles and couples. That's really the bottom line.
And that training can be if you're starting from scratch. You know, there's one comment, one question here from somebody who owns a hair salon. And I love hair salon people because they, you know, talk about relationships with their clients all the time. And they're always giving advice. And, you know, so what we do is we help people become coaches who are not yet coaches, who want to enter the coaching profession. And we help people that are already helping professionals, you know, therapists, counselors, ministers, to add relationship coaching to their skill set and the services that they can provide. So we do both.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to talk just very briefly about the different membership levels that we have. And we have five of them, basic, premium, lifetime, premium plus, and lifetime platinum. And as I said before, in order to participate as a community leader, you need to join RCI at the lifetime level if you're a helping professional, currently a helping professional, or at the lifetime platinum level if you need the basic life coach training, if you're an aspiring coach. So it doesn't matter where you're coming from, there are, you know, there's a level of membership that's going to plug into this opportunity. The fees are listed on our website. If you go to relationshipcoachinginstitute.com/memberplans.htm, or if you just go to the website and click on the second horizontal link at the top, it says enrollment, the different pricing structures for the different membership levels are there. And we offer extended payment plans to make it really easy and affordable for you to join. The good news is, if you're not convinced, if you just want to try RCI out because you're passionate about helping people, you can join at any level that, as long as you meet the prerequisites, and then you can upgrade later. So this is not an opportunity that, you know, is kind of, it's got to be one way. You can kind of move into it as you experience RCI and get the benefit of the training and all the benefits that we offer you. So I just want to invite you to contact me. Be happy to have an individual private conversation with you about RCI. Are we a good fit together? What are the opportunities? What are your goals? What's your vision, your dream? So please feel free to set up a time with me on my calendar. It's meetwithfrankie.com. Love to chat with you. So, David.
Thanks, Frankie. So we are in the process of right now launching this outside of RCI to people that are not yet members of Relationship Coaching Institute. This is a proven model. I've done it before. I've supported members of Relationship Coaching Institute to do it successfully. Colette's an example. You can see her video right on our page. And then I've seen lots of people to try to do this and fail, and I outlined the reasons for that. But we're in launch mode right now, and this is the time to jump in, where you can get your choice communities, and you can become a leader, you can be first to market, and I'll tell you that the one that's first to market is always the leader. They become the go-to person. Everybody else that comes after that is second. So becoming first to market is huge. now is the time to come in and be first to market if you want to be wildly successful, if you want to be the go-to person for relationship support in your community. After this has been well established in a number of communities around the world, and we can point to how well it's doing, I have to be honest. We're going to raise the price. A year or two from now, it will cost about five times more to do this because it will be more valuable because other people are doing it and we can demonstrate numbers. Right now, we're in launch mode and we can't demonstrate the numbers as well. And so it's a little bit of a leap of faith because of that, but you can be an early adopter or you can get on the bandwagon. If you're an early adopter, then you have the chance to be first, be the leader, be the most successful in your community that might be doing this. If you want to get on the bandwagon, it's going to cost a heck of a lot more later. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of other people doing it, and you're not going to be first anymore. So that's just a little bit about that. But in terms of if you wanted to be a helping professional and help people with their relationships, you know, how would Club Relate, offering this kind of community in your area, be helpful to you? What are some of the benefits of doing that? So let me name a few. First of all, it solves your marketing problem. This is all the marketing you need to do. Now, marketing is communicating what you do. There's many ways to market, but I just found this to be very, very easy, and I didn't need to do any other marketing once I was doing this. They came to me. Guest speakers came to me. Prospective clients came to me. People were referred right and left to our communities from different helping professionals or people that have been here before. So it really does solve the marketing problem. You never, ever have to worry about marketing your business again. This is it. This is the only thing you need to do. In addition, it solves the sales problem of how do you identify prospects and how do you build a relationship with them so that they end up hiring you or buying your products or services. I'll tell you a little short story. Many, many times in our meetings at the Friday Night Social here in Silicon Valley, Marv Cohen would be at the front of the room, and he would announce our next class for singles. He'd say, we have our next conscious dating class for singles coming up. It starts next week. And I would be in the back of the room, and I can't tell you how many times I witnessed and I heard people leaning into each other saying, oh, yeah, you got to take this class. It's really good. You know, that kind of third-party endorsement, that kind of the community supporting each other to sign up for your programs, I've never seen before. I didn't even know it was possible. And so it really solves your sales problem. You won't have a problem making sales. You will have built-in salespeople. You have built-in fans, people who will talk you up and encourage others to sign up for your services. This kind of community stimulates word of mouth. Word gets around. People talk about it. And then they come and just to check you out because they're curious. You can't buy that kind of advertising. You know, there's no way you could get that kind of buzz. So really, it's part of the secret to success. You know, we're social beings. We need community. We love to get together. And if it were safe and fun, you know, hey, we're there. And they talk about it. And they refer people to it. And this kind of community makes it very easy for you to build strategic alliances. I mentioned that, you know, one of our routines is we would have a guest speaker pretty much every meeting. After the first couple of weeks, I never, ever, ever had to find a guest speaker. They came to me. People in my area that recognized that I had a platform where they could speak and they could reach to their potential clients. They wanted to speak at my events. And so it was a great way to build strategic alliances, and they became our best referral sources. This is a real secret to our success, is that we we had guest speakers, and the more guest speakers we had, the more referral sources we had. It was wonderful, and it was a win-win-win because, you know, they reached people they wouldn't ordinarily reach. We gave them a platform to market. The participants got value because they, you know, it would be pretty boring if it was just us talking all the time. That's not fun. That's one-dimensional. Having guest speakers means that it provides variety and it's more interesting. And oftentimes, I would have people that would show up for the program. They weren't as interested in the community, but they would show up because the program sounded interesting. So this way, you reach more people. And really, it increases your visibility. You become the go-to resource for your niche or for your community. Everybody knows you. Anytime any problem comes up, you know, who's going to get the referral? Oh, you know what? You're having problems with your wife. You know, why don't you guys go to Club Roulette? Go check it out. Or, you know, you're single and you're tired of being single. You don't know what to do about it. Why don't you go to Club Roulette? Go check it out. And going, you know, this kind of resource is safe. It's not as scary as going to a therapist or a counselor or even a coach. Say, oh, you're having trouble with your wife? You know, maybe you should see a therapist. You know, who wants to do that? We do it because we have to, not necessarily because we want to. So this ends up being a venue of first choice. People will walk in the door of something like this first before they consider consulting a professional. And then guess what? Then they meet you. And another benefit is not only does it solve the marketing problem, but it's not only low-cost marketing, it's no-cost marketing. In fact, this kind of marketing venture can pay for itself and even generate profit. You charge a mission. You have memberships. And in our case, we charged about the same amount as it would cost to go to a movie. We started at $10, went up to $15. We had, you know, like a quarterly membership for $90, and it paid our expenses and then some. So not only did our marketing not cost us anything, it actually, you know, generated income revenue for us. It wasn't a lot, but it was very, very, very effective. Another benefit is that it increases credibility. When you do something like this, people think that you are great. I can't tell you how many times people approach me in these kinds of events and say, oh, thank you so much for doing this. You know, I was a hero. And people think that, you know, whoever the leader of this is must be really good at what they do, even if hosting a community has nothing to do with how skilled you are as a counselor or a coach. You know, we know that. But, you know, they want to work with you because your community gives you credibility. You are showing up as a leader. It gives you an effective service delivery system. Now, in private practice, typically practitioners conduct one-to-one services. But there's many more possibilities than just conducting one-to-one services. You can do classes. You can do workshops. You can do groups. You can do retreats. You know, even a community. So you have an entire service delivery system, and this creates a funnel. Your community is probably where people would first find you. And it doesn't have to be weekly. You could do it monthly. You can do it quarterly. But what I found is the more often you do it, the better results you get. And that's another reason for not doing it by yourself. You know, I did not want to work every Friday night. I'll tell you that. However, if I was, I certainly wasn't going to do it by myself. And then there were many Friday nights when I was not there because I had something else going. However, the community still happened, and the classes and workshops still happened. And then when I left to focus on Relationship Coaching Institute full-time, that community kept on going for 8 years, 8 more years after I left. And there's more benefits like increased traffic. My God, you get way more people showing up and checking this out than, you know, paid workshops or a class or things like that. You know, who would not want that increased traffic? Attracts partners and collaborators. The thing is, if you are leading this kind of community and you talk to people about it, you will find people that think it's cool and want to be part of it. You don't have to sell at all. You just describe what you're doing, and you will find a significant number of people that are just amazed and blown away, say, oh, that's so cool. Oh, you know, yeah, can I join? And what I've found is that it's a lot harder to find leaders than it is team members or what we might call followers. Everybody that we've talked to sees the value in this and wants to be part of it. And a lot of them want to join somebody else's team. So that's been one of our challenges is we first want to identify the leaders and then build the teams around the leaders, because these projects will succeed or fail based on the leadership. And our priority is to support the leaders. So the final benefit that I've been able to identify for hosting a community like this is that it truly does transform your practice, which is your ability to help people and conduct your service, whether it's coaching or counseling, whatever, into a business. You have a business now. You are a community presence. You will have multiple revenue streams, and you will do way more than just work with clients on an hourly basis. You will be making a huge impact in your community. You will truly be of service, which, you know, we are all about mission. We are all about, you know, making a difference in the world and being mission-oriented. In terms of relationships, since we're social beings, this is how we can best implement our mission. So those are the benefits that I've been able to identify to being a community leader and hosting this kind of community. Frankie, any other comments? Anything you want to add to all that?
No, I think that's fabulous, and I think it's probably about time to open up the lines for questions.
Okay. So before we do, let's mention what to do if you're interested in joining us in this project. If you have any questions about it, beyond, you know, definitely, you know, view the videos, read what we have on the webpage for you, download and open the project summary. If you have any additional questions, then contact Darlene, darlene@relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. If you have any questions about RCI, Relationship Coaching Institute, and our trainings and our certifications and our costs and benefits and all that kind of thing, then contact Frankie. Frankie@relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. And Frankie has a handy-dandy scheduler at meetwithfrankie.com. If you want to talk with her, just go to meetwithfrankie.com and schedule yourself, and she'll call you. And we don't want anybody to sign up for this blind. We want you to know what's all involved. We want you to be comfortable with this. And that's Frankie's emphasis, is to help you decide if this is a good fit for you. So she's not going to try to sell you. She's going to have a conversation with you, find out who you are and your situation and what your goals are, and help you decide if RCI is a good fit for you and this project is a good fit for you. So that would be the next step. And if you're absolutely sure that this is for you, it is possible to sign up for RCI on our website without even talking to Frankie. And I would advise talking to Frankie, though. Okay, Frankie, ready for some questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You want to go over the ones that came in online first, or you want to open it up?
Why don't we open it up by phone?
Okay. So thank you for hanging in there with us. We've been going for an hour and 15 minutes. We've covered everything that we want to cover about this project and the opportunity available to you. What do you want to know more about?
Hi, it's Lisa here.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I want to say that I went through everything, like about four times. And the hero's journey of a relationship coach, that actually made me cry.
Oh,
it was,
I'm about to cry.
I loved it. I actually showed it to my partner, and I said, this is what everyone needs to feel like.
Oh.
So
thank you very much for that feedback.
Yeah. It was a great video. And I'm really excited about this. This is something that I am passionate about, have always wanted to do, have dreamt about it forever. and just didn't know how to put it together. And I'm just pumped. I just want to make it happen, because I think that everyone needs something like this, and I need to know from you today, what is it that you do at these things other than someone standing up and putting on a presentation? Like, kind of just an overall, what are people doing? Sitting down, watching videos? What are we presenting to them?
Great question. Several things. One, you definitely want to have icebreakers and games. And if you've ever been to a workshop or a retreat or a team building meeting or something like that, you know, there are games that are actually a lot of fun. And so we need to have a whole collection of games and do a different one pretty much every meeting. And people will come pretty much because they can expect not only to maybe learn something or hang out or meet people, but they're going to have fun with people. The game facilitates interaction. It facilitates engagement. It facilitates connection. And people are able to make friends and meet people that it would be hard to meet ordinarily. I mean, if you go to an event and there's somebody across the room, you know, okay, they're interesting. There's a woman. There's a man. You don't know anything about them. You don't know them. How do you come to meet them? How do you come to connect with them? So games and icebreakers will be an important part of this kind of community activity. And this is my model, by the way. So this is just, you know, when I'm talking about Club Relate, you know, the model that you know, we advocate. Our leaders are free to create whatever it is they want to create, and I will mentor them and support them to do that. But games and icebreakers are an important part of it. Another important part of it is what we might call committees or special interest groups, that people in the community will want to meet other people and get together with other people that share similar interests. So it might be the community service committee who wants to, you know, go donate their time to, you know, help clean up the local school's playground. Or it might be the dating committee of singles in the group that want to put on house parties and invite other singles so that they can meet each other and hang out, or have it like a dating pool where we match each other up, you know. Or it can be the home maintenance committee, where members of the community who, you know, live alone but are not handy around the house, whenever they need something little that it's kind of tough to hire a handyman or contractor for, like, you know, the doorknobs falling off your closet door, wouldn't it be nice to have somebody in the community willing to come over and just screw it in for you? So lots and lots of opportunities for committees and special interest groups. So what, you know, what we can do in our time together as a community is to have announcements and break up into these groups. And it's not the whole thing. It's just a part of it. And then, of course, there's the educational part. And as helping professionals, you know, this is what we want to facilitate. And one of the things that I advocate in terms of doing an educational piece in a community setting is you make it highly, highly, highly interactive. So it's going to be dyads or small group breakouts, and you're going to have exercises. You're not going to just have an expert in the front of the room teaching. You're going to have the expert leading an exercise where people are actually practicing the skill that is being taught.
So, sorry, David. It's Lisa here still. So do you help us with that? Is there like a template that, you know, like I know with the relationship coaching, the workbook on conscious dating and self-discovery,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that you can use with people. So is there something like this with this program as well?
Oh, yeah. That's our job. That's
okay.
What we're providing. That's the piece that we're bringing, one of the pieces that we bring to the table.
Okay.
And the Conscious Dating Workbook, for example, I wouldn't advise doing any of that in the community, because that needs to be your paid program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So thanks for the question. Great question. Anybody else? What do you want to know more about?
Hi. My name is Nini.
Hi.
Hi. You mentioned something about this is going to be the tool for marketing. How is that going to happen?
This is the only marketing activity you need to do. Everybody that comes is a potential client for you. But the trick is how to, you know, respectfully, without selling, encourage them to sign up for your coaching and your programs and your workshops and classes and all that. And that's what I have a lot of experience with. And, you know, you don't want these events to be about marketing and selling. You want them to be fun and safe for the participants. But you definitely want to monetize it. You want to get clients out of it. You need to make a living from it. And how do you do that in a way that doesn't turn off your participants? So that's another piece that we bring to the table.
So if I want to have a meeting with Frankie, is it with a fee or is it free? How does it work?
Oh, it's free. Absolutely.
Okay, so I can just...
Yep, meetwithfrankie.com.
Yes.
Okay.
F-R-A-N-K-I-E, meetwithfrankie.com. She'll be happy to talk with you or anybody that is, you know, interested in RCI and being part of this project.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question. Anybody else? What's on your mind about all this?
Yeah, this is Hilda. I think my neighbor just came in when you must have talked about how you start out helping to create a community like this.
How you start out? Well, the good news is that we help you develop it, plan it, and then we help you launch it with our Conscious Relationship World Tour. And the World Tour marketing campaign and media blitz, that is the launch event for your community. And then at the World Tour event, we're going to be spotlighting you. You're going to be the star of the show. And the participants, everybody that comes, everybody that signs up just to learn about it, are going to be encouraged to, you know, join your community and be part of what you're creating. The whole World Tour event will be designed to be the launch event for your community.
So it's not decided yet where you're going on your tour, or is it all, or is it an internet tour, or is it?
We'll go wherever you want us. I don't think there's any place in the world we won't go.
So we don't have a set schedule or set plan of where we're going.
Yeah.
Instead,
yeah.
Wherever people want to create these communities, that's where we'll go.
Okay. So, I mean, if I want to talk more about it, then I would talk to Frankie or to...
If you want to talk more specifically about RCI,
RCI,
then Frankie would be the person to talk to. If you want to, if you have more questions about this project, the Conscious Relationship Community Project, Darlene is the one to talk to.
Oh, Darlene, yeah. Well, I did your program years and years ago, so I'm ready. My kids are out of the house, and we have created, my husband and I just created a small healing retreat, and in that area I would love for the whole community to create a new program like that.
Oh, wonderful.
So, excellent. Where are you located, Hilda?
Hagerstown, Maryland. So it's just west of Baltimore, where West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland come together.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Now, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. in March. If you want to come by to the Psychotherapy Networker Conference, and it's going to be the launch of my latest book, and you know, you might be driving distance, so come on by.
Oh, yeah, we are just an hour and a half away. So what date is that?
26, 27, 28, something like that, of March.
Why don't you give me email me, and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Darlene at RelationshipCoachingInstitute.com.
Oh, okay.
This is Marianne Osher. Two things. How can I get in touch with Helga? Because, Helga, you're doing something that's very similar to what we're doing, and I'd love to talk to you about that separately.
Oh, great. Why don't you send an email to the RCI Coach Listserv?
Okay,
will
do.
Or send an email to Darlene asking Darlene to hook you up with Hilda.
Helga.
Perfect. Hilda, H-I-L-D-E, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, then, David, I have another question for you.
Yep.
You know, in sort of as Frankie and Diane and Lewis know, we're all sort of starting together in this, and so I'm not ready to launch this yet because I don't know, I don't have the skills yet. How, you know, what's the lead time in order to sort of get this up and going? Is it something that needs to be started now, or should I wait until 3 months before I know that I've got the skills to start coaching?
Well, in my mind, this is a bit organic, and I imagine that some teams will be able to ramp up and launch this within 2 or 3 months of getting together, and others might take longer, and that's okay. That we will mentor and support the leaders and the teams to create, design, and launch their community if it takes, you know, 2 months, 3 months, whatever organically is needed.
Okay, then two other questions. One is a sort of a practical question, and that is, you know, as you look at all of the things that are on your plate in a week to do, how much time do you allocate to making this a – let's assume it's a weekly event. How much time do you allocate to making that event successful?
I'll tell you, like any business, starting the business is the hardest part. But once this thing was up and running, when I did this, it took me literally a half an hour to set it up, a half an hour to break it down. The event was from 7 to 10, so it was 3 hours. So that's, you know, 4 hours once a week just to conduct the event. And it was a heck of a lot of fun. So it wasn't, you know, it was a highlight of my week. It wasn't like it was hard. And in between that, talking with prospective guest speakers. Really, after it was set up, the implementation of it was very, very easy. We didn't have to do any advertising. We didn't have to do any other marketing of it than just conducting the community.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, thanks. That's real helpful.
It's just a way cool thing to do, which is why I'm devoting a major amount of my time and priority right now and in the near future to doing this. It's you know, yeah, I think there needs to be this kind of community in every metropolitan area. I think all relationship coaches, people that want to make a difference in their community and their community's relationships, should be doing this kind of model. And the sad thing is I've seen many try and fail, and I don't want that to happen. So you know, we want to support people to do it well, do it right, be successful at it. So that's the whole purpose of this project.
So I don't want to hog the question.
Anybody can do this by themselves.
I don't want to hog the question. So if anybody else has a question before I ask my last one.
Well, this is Willis.
Go ahead.
Frankie, David, how big a geographic area do you see these communities that we would be volunteering to lead?
Well, the thing about a geographical area is that it tends to have its own boundaries. You know, the people that live in that area, they, you know, like we were talking with one of our leaders who's starting one up in L.A. And the people in L.A. are used to driving an hour and a half to get any place. So for them, it's no problem. Here in Northern California, you know, 20 minutes. You know, no way anybody's going to drive more than 20 minutes to an event. So, you know, we all have geographical boundaries like bridges or freeways or peninsulas. And so it's, you know, that each community is different, and that's part of the fun. It's tailored for that particular community.
And you really need to bring that local knowledge to the table because you're the expert in your local area.
Right. The reason I ask is because, you know, we're in Iowa and we have a lot of small towns throughout the state and there's a few major metropolitan areas.
Mm-hmm.
And in our existing game plan with RCI, we thought of going, traveling 2 hours to some major metropolitan areas like Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, where the population is much bigger than, say, a town where we live in with 10,000 people.
Well, the thing about being in a small town or even being rural is that it's much easier for you to be the big fish in the small pond, and it's much easier for you to identify possible participants and connect with them than it is in a large town. So it's the kind of thing where small communities, you know, we live in Campbell, which is a small community within the larger metropolitan area of San Jose, Santa Clara County. Campbell has a small town feel, has a small town identity. Anything happens in Campbell, everybody in Campbell reads the local newspaper, the local Campbell newspaper. And anytime something happens in Campbell, like in downtown Campbell, you know, we all know about it, and we make an effort to participate or support it. And that's the way these small towns are. They're close-knit. Since there's not a whole lot of other stuff going on, they create their own fun, right? That's the way it was in the old days. So there, I don't see any problem with, you know, being in a rural area or being in a very small town, because you're a big fish in a small pond. It's much easier to get people's attention and enroll them into participating in this than it would be in a larger area.
But, Lewis, I think what's important is for you to consider what it is you want to do, what's the geographical area, and then have a discussion with us about that. That's the place to start.
Yeah, allow us to support you, because, you know, we not only have we done this ourselves, but we've mentored, you know, hundreds, probably over the years, thousands of relationship coaches. So, you know, we have a clear perspective on what works, what doesn't work. And it's not that we want to dictate or tell you what it is you need to do, but we're coaches. You know, we like to collaborate, and we like to, you know, empower you to create what it is you want to create. So
right.
Let us help you.
Okay. I do have to run to an appointment. I thank you very much for the call, and, you know, I'll get back to you with a couple other questions.
Okay.
Okay. So we have thanks, Lewis. We have a question from Tanya in Detroit from the webcast.
Yeah.
And she's asking, she says she has a full-time job, and she's building her life coaching business. And she wants to know if it is feasible to consider joining and creating a conscious relationship community while she's currently working in another field.
That's, you know, it's the kind of thing where some people could pull it off and some people couldn't. You know, do you have kids? You know, do you have a family? What else do you have going on? If this is something that you want to do, then you can certainly do it while you are working full-time. And, you know, our goal would be to support you to pretty quickly be able to leave your full-time job and devote yourself to this full-time. So if you need a bridge, if you need to work your full-time job while you're building this, I think it's totally possible, but it depends upon what else you have going on.
Okay. And then Penny is asking, can singles and couples be targeted simultaneously?
Yes. Club Relate, quote unquote, our model community. It could be for singles, it could be for couples, it could be for both. It could be just a general community. I found it to be very, very successful hosting a singles community. That's how I got my start. But then this community morphed into just a general, you know, personal growth-oriented relationship community of singles and couples. And that was successful, too. So, you know, it depends upon your local area, what you bring to the table, what you want to create. And the Club Relate brand and how we're positioning it and communicating about it and the website we're going to create for it and all that, you know, we could position it for singles or couples or both. You can position your community for singles or couples or both. It can be a niche community, like, you know, for example, you know, 20-somethings or, you know, Presbyterians, or it can be a general community.
Okay. We have a couple of questions that are really asking specifics of icebreakers, marketing, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And is it fair to say, David, that people should contact Darlene directly? Because I think, you know, she can spend some more time getting into the details with them.
Yeah, the detail stuff, I don't think we have time to cover all the details. It's a huge project, and we're having a lot of fun with it. And so, yeah, get with us, Darlene at RelationshipCoachingInstitute.com. That's a great way to start.
And actually, I really appreciate hearing your comments like that, because that lets us know what what other things that we need to provide to the leaders of these communities. So your feedback would help us just create those materials.
Okay, so do we have any more questions from the people who are on the phone?
Okay, we're about to close. Questions before we close. Okay. Thank you very, very much for joining us. We really, really appreciate your interest in this. We're excited to share this with you. This is kind of our baby. This is, you know, the next level for us as a Relationship Coach Training Organization. You know, we want to penetrate every single community in the world and bring relationship coaching and relationship support and promote successful relationships for singles and couples. This is really the most fun and most effective way we can do it, and we would love to have you play with us with this. So if you have questions specifically about the Conscious Relationship Communities, contact Darlene at RelationshipCoachingInstitute.com. Questions about RCI or to join RCI, contact Frankie at RelationshipCoachingInstitute.com. You can make an appointment right now if you want to talk with Frankie at meetwithfrankie.com. So thanks for joining us, and we hope to hear from you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.